about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is a Conelrad radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
How many hot dogs do you eat in a day, Tim?
I'd rather not answer that. Thank you, though.
Did you eat hot dogs today?
Not exactly. And why are you bringing this up?
Well, you have mustard on your shirt, and frankly, your burps reek of hot dogs.
I had a hot dog bowl earlier today. Yes, I did.
And what is a hot dog bowl?
It's like a burrito bowl, but it's chopped up hot dogs in a big old bread bowl.
So like a much larger, less healthy hot dog?
Can I go? I'm starving.
And now,
we're bringing good looking back to rock and roll.
Our feature presentation.
Right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 5th of June.
Hey, guys.
All right. Hey, Bean.
What's up? You okay?
Why are you so sad?
I'm sad about Rodney. Oh. I'm sad about Rodney's show being over.
Yeah?
Aren't you? That's a tough question. Yeah.
Sure.
Of course.
Obviously.
Why is it a tough question, then?
Well, I mean, it isn't like any of us listened. You know what I'm saying?
I would hear it from time to time, but okay. I appreciate what he did, and I appreciated how he stood out from what everybody else was doing. You know, there's not a lot of radio, particularly in a city of this size, where people get to pick their own music.
Yeah, true.
And he was really good at it for a really long time, you know? And I appreciate the fact that he was on as long as he was. I'm sure a lot of other radio stations would have probably cut him loose, you know, 20 years ago when it didn't seem like that's the direction that the station was going. But, you know, people around here love that dude.
Yep.
And what a contribution to music and to K-Rock and to the city of Los Angeles. Allie, you grew up in L.A.
Yeah. I listened to him all the time.
I was wondering, how young were you when you first knew that Rodney on the Rock was a thing?
Elementary school.
Really?
And I met him once when I was in early high school, and he asked if my friends and I wanted to.
Let's not make it about that.
Nope.
I don't think that's where we're going here.
I'm sorry.
But he did ask my friends and I if we'd like to go to Penny Feathers. And that was very exciting for early high school me, that Rodney on the Rock wanted to go to Penny Feathers with me.
I suspect that Rodney, by the way.
Is that code?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I think part of the reason that I'm sad about Rodney is because I see a lot of me in Rodney, in that we have very small universes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Rodney and I do.
Right.
Right.
We go to just a few places all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have very much a routine.
You're both 100.
He's 150. I'm 135.
Okay.
And I guess part of seeing what's Rodney do now kind of forces me to think, you know, when the hook comes and they pulled Kevin and Bean off the air, what happens to me? You know,
well,
I've still got
WWE,
still got Denny's.
Of course.
What, huh?
You go to WWE. Right?
I mean, I've still got Denny's, and I'm still in the basement listening to records, you know, which is essentially what Rodney's going to be doing now. But what happens to guys like us, you know, when we just have such a small circle of things that we're into?
Sort of bumming us out this morning.
And then they take one away.
Good Lord.
Know? I mean, the dude was on for more than 40 years
right.
on one radio station. Think about how old we are, Kevin. We were in middle school when he started on K-Rock.
Yeah.
And he was still here until today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty astonishing, really.
Yeah, clock is ticking for you two.
Right?
Right. Well, I just and by the way, Rodney on the Rock was trending all across the United States in the overnight hours. A lot of people were really, really tuned in and
well, maybe you should have been this nice to Rodney this whole time.
I've always appreciated Rodney.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Listen,
come on. This is the guy who says.
No, I'm not going to let you get away with this.
No, there's nothing to get. I'm super sad that Rodney and I are not friends. And Kevin, you've heard me say that a million times. And Kevin's always the one who says Rodney hates us.
Yes,
he does hate you, and
but
he should hate you.
Why would he hate us?
Are you kidding me?
What do
you make fun of him constantly.
We make fun
what
of
do
his,
you mean?
His silly voice and his silly life. But that doesn't
well, that's
mean
him. That you're that making fun of him to the core of who he is.
But that doesn't mean we don't appreciate him and
oh,
what
for
he
the
does.
Love.
Here's the thing about my man Bean.
Oy
vey. He doesn't really. He's not able to read other people, so he literally can't understand how Rodney would hate us. He can't.
Wow.
Get his
I don't
head
understand
that.
Why he would hate
well,
us. Well,
take say- it from me, Bean. It's very easy for Rodney to hate you. Very easy.
But and I say he should absolutely hate
see,
us.
See, and I disagree.
I what know do we, you do, but you're what insane.
Do we, what do we ever? When have we ever said a bad thing about Rodney on the radio? Ever?
I don't know, when you play his clips and then say, that guy's on the radio. Can you believe it?
That, but that's just, look, that's his style.
No. But what about your comment? What about that guy's on the radio? Can you believe it?
It's a miracle that in this day and age, in the 21st century, that that's allowed. And God bless K-Rock for allowing it.
I'm not going to let you get away with this.
Right? I'm not trying to get away with anything.
Bean has said this from the beginning.
I'm a big fan of Rodney's.
Hey, he should come on the show, and I would say, what are you talking about? He hates us. He called us the enemy.
Yeah, I'm Team Rodney on this one.
Same.
I'm Team Rodney as well.
No. Very different. Very different.
Ooh.
Just saying. I hope he and I are going to hang out more now. That
you won't.
Got some time.
You don't hang out with anyone anywhere and hate.
I'm going to Canner's and just going to wait for him then.
But hate.
Well, anyway, R.I.P. Rodney.
At your face.
He was a good man. It's sad to have lost him, and
he's still alive, and
he will
probably
be
working again very soon,
and
deservedly so.
And yeah, so that happened.
You done?
I'm going to try to
button it up.
Yeah, I'm going to try to pull out of this funk and move on.
All right, good.
Life is for the living,
right? He's
got a future.
He isn't dead,
and all that. Where are they burying him, by the way? Do you know?
He's not dead. He's still alive.
Have they announced it? Or
why would he hate
why
us?
Why does he hate you?
How could he hate us?
Should we send flowers? Or
we're best friends.
I swear to God.
I don't remember this for 1 second, but Dave put up a note on here. Mm-hmm. And it says, remember when Kevin paid a van driver to pick him up and carry him backstage at Acoustic Christmas?
What's wrong with you guys?
Honestly, I have no memory of that. But I'm proud of the fact that I would have done that. Because
well,
it's
look.
Funny.
You probably didn't want him to have to walk.
Right, because I'm a huge fan like you are, Bean.
Because you're being nice to him.
Right, because we're both big fans.
I'm a huge fan of Rodney's.
Right.
Coming up on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Bad Monkey.
We have Harvey Levin like we do on Mondays from the TMZ Newsroom. We're going to talk to Matt Money Smith about the NBA Finals.
They're over, right?
They're over.
Are they?
I think so.
Don't you think they take one in Cleveland?
Maybe. Because teams that mainly win on shooting, they can go cold. It happens, and there's nothing they can do about it. So maybe.
Yeah.
But 132 points?
Holy.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
Police did something nice for you. We're going to take your calls today on that particular topic. We have tickets for UFC 214. Canceled, not canceled, still going on?
Still going.
Okay.
Ish.
Daniel Cormier and John Jones at the Honda Center. So we've got your tickets for that. And comedian Jim Jefferies.
One of the funniest men in the world.
Who we love so much is coming in studio today. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Hey, by the way, we are unveiling a road trip today, destination number one for 2017. Isn't it like June?
Yeah.
Can we do a ton of destinations already earlier this year?
I think so, but we're
we didn't do any road trips.
We're rebooting the franchise.
No, we did. Those were destinations.
Oh, they were
these
flyaways.
Are road trips.
Oh, okay.
Well, this has a destination in it as well.
But this is a road trip.
Okay, road trip. We're in a car.
Got it.
Or a van, possibly a bus.
So thank it's Kings you. Of Leon at the Hollywood Bowl in October, and then you qualify to see them in at Red Rocks, which is in Colorado. But there's airfare and hotel and spinning cash. So where's the road trip?
When you drive to the Hollywood Bowl to see Kings of Leon.
That can take 3-4 hours.
Easily. Pack a lunch.
I don't like it.
No one
cares.
Okay. K-Rock Road Trip 2017 Destination 1 Kings of Leon. Your chance to win coming up this morning on K-Rock. Ralph is here now. Time for a first look at the show. He's been on a Monday. Good morning, sir.
Speaking of stuff. Let me give away this, because as you may or may not know, the K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial Trace, or whatever, I don't know how many this is, Cuatro, Cinco, Catorce?
I think it's Trace. I think we're up to Trace.
I think it's Trace.
Veinte Nueve? whatever it is, it's coming back. The big Super Games and Brew Fest is happening this Saturday at Santa Anita Park.
Hold up your beers if you're drinking.
Yeah. There's a lot of things at this thing that are things. Drinks. A trucker hat.
Right.
VIP area. Plus, of course, live horse racing. You got the Belmont Stakes as well. Simulcast. You can bet on that as well. And then they have the wackiness of the dunk tank. And there's bouncy houses for grown-ups. And there's inflatable things. You know, usually when I do one of these giveaways, they give me one line of information.
Right.
You think I got like a catalog? I got pictures of bouncy houses. I got there's a thing, a list of, oh, you can dunk a thing in a tank. And there's a cup. And that you can drink out of. There's things. So I'm just saying, this is a lot of stuff.
Yes,
that's going on. It's just $5 to get in. $30 if you want the VIP experience, which includes private restrooms, and that's worth the price of the VIP experience right there. Beer Mug's going to be there. Dave, the King of Mexico, will be there. DJ Omar Khan, Nicole Alvarez, Lightning, Chip, our own Chip.
Woo! Chip's band is playing.
What?
Yes.
Is that true, Chip?
So, what does that mean?
Is that true?
It's so true.
Wow.
Well, Longart is playing Santa Anita this weekend.
Well, there you go.
Boom.
You got probably on page 12.
I have to look at the glossary and the index here and see where that information is listed. Anyway, if you'd like a four-pack of VIP passes to the K-Rock Super Games and Brew Fest Especial, this Saturday at Santa Anita Park, give us a call right now. You got to be 21 years of age or older. So let's make it caller number 21 so you can keep that foremost in your mind. Caller number 21, we got a four-pack of VIP passes to the big event on Saturday.
10-4, good buddy.
Thank you, Gordon. Let's take a look at the show business news. On a Monday, we like to take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. A little film called Wonder Woman. Small little film about a woman and her coming of age, leaving her home and going to see the big city.
Where are the kids yelling, yay? Where are they?
Waiting for the big money amount.
Oh, okay.
In its debut, made a little over $100 million.
Yay!
That's all. Not too shabby.
I loved it. So good. So good.
It's a hot take, man.
It's such a great summer.
I'm glad you're man enough to go against the grain and just say that you liked it.
I loved it.
That's awesome. How about Captain Underpants? What'd you think of that?
Didn't see that.
Oh, you're a fool. It was second at the box office with $23.5 million. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales was right behind it in third place with $21.6 million. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Baywatch were the top five films. Alien Covenant was sixth. Everything was seventh. Snatch, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and King Arthur, Legend of the Sword rounded out the top 10 films at the box office this weekend. Did anybody watch the big One Love Manchester concert?
I did.
I did too.
I didn't, but I donated, so I figured I was cool. I didn't have to subject myself to just Bieber or Ariana Grande or Take That or any of that.
I think you would have been very impressed. I think you would have been very impressed with the way it was done, the artist. I'm not a fan of many of the bands that played, but...
Right.
Liam Gallagher, phenomenal.
Did Oasis come back together?
They did not.
I heard there was a rumor Oasis was getting back together.
They did not. Oh. Coldplay, unbelievable.
They're always great.
I mean, they were fantastic.
Yep.
So let me get this straight. Wonder Woman was a good movie, and Coldplay is good.
I know. It's shocking.
This is a crazy show. We should alert the franchise holders. Are we still selling our franchises?
I don't think we have a franchise.
But Ariana Grande coming out in between and performing with the other artists, and she was
a good host.
Graceful, and she was just, it was perfect. It was so well done.
Did she wear cat ears?
She actually, I did notice this. She wore a sweatshirt and just a pair of jeans and some boots. And there was something so simple and so understated about it that you weren't just like, oh, she's so cute. And you just thought, okay, she's there just to perform and give of herself. It was beautiful.
But she had a very strong, very strong ponytail game.
Well, sure.
Sounds lazy. Says, yeah. She could have put on some nicer clothes.
How
sounds
dare
like
you?
To me.
How dare you?
Could have put a little effort in.
She
lazy.
Was beautiful. The personification of grace.
Ariana Lazy.
Ariana Grande?
No, Ariana Lazy.
Lazy.
How dare you?
Anyway, I did want to reiterate, if you did not watch and you would like to give, go to onelovemanchester.com. And that's where you can donate money. And also you can buy merch there regarding the concert, that all the proceeds will go to the right people. So you can get bunny ears and hoodies with bunny ears and T-shirts and a bunny ear pin. I don't understand the bunny ear connection, but apparently it has something to do with something.
Well, that's Ariana's thing.
I thought she was cat ears.
Well, she does whatever. She has little ears on the top of her head. Well,
I can't keep all that straight. If she does whatever, she's got to pick a thing and go with it.
Holly, did we need Ryan Seacrest at the beginning of the
year? Hey, everybody!
No, but there were, you know, videos in between that people just wanted to be a part of it and wanted to lend a little bit of their heart and their soul. I don't begrudge anybody that at the last minute decided to do this.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kenny G is 61. Jeff Garlin turns 55 years old today. Ron Livingston turns 50. Mark Wahlberg, my boy, my son, Mark Wahlberg, is 46 years old today. Peanut from 311 is 43. Actor Nick Kroll turns 39 years old today. And Fall Out Boy's bassist Pete Wentz, everybody, 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk your showbiz beat.
UFC coming back to Southern California. UFC 214 at the Honda Center, July 29th. We got tickets you can win later on this morning. Also, comedian Jim Jeffries is going to be joining us. First, though, Monday morning, that means we go to the newsroom at TMZ.com, catch up with our good friend Harvey Levin. Hey, Harvey.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How was your weekend, sir?
It was okay. How was yours?
Good, good. Did you? Are you the kind of guy who would be interested enough in this One Love Manchester show to actually sit down on a Sunday afternoon and watch it, or do you not have that kind of time?
Well, I mean, look, we covered it, so I watched, you know, pieces. It was, you know, look, it was very good. And when you think about it, this was, you know, these are people you don't typically think about, you know, leading the charge against terrorism. But, you know, the audience, the demo that became, you know, victims of the terror attack 2 weeks ago today, that is the demo of these people. And sure, you could tell they felt it. And it was a very moving event and an incredibly successful one, and really made the point that people are not going to retreat in fear.
You're absolutely right about that. And the audience, and Ali, you were talking about this earlier, about how emotional it was. This audience was, first of all, singing every word to every song. I couldn't believe how many songs they knew the words to. And B, there was so much crying, wasn't there? I mean, it was definitely cathartic for them to be there.
Yeah, no, you felt it. I mean, you really, it was a very... Can I kind of go off on something that people haven't talked about? Because
sure,
everybody was great. I mean, Justin was great. Ariana was great. They were all great. Everybody was. I think in 10 years, Scooter Braun is going to hold a pretty major political office.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. When you start connecting the dots, Scooter got extremely political and active last year. He was really involved in the Hillary Clinton campaign, started holding fundraisers at his house, became pretty vocal. And he went to Israel, met with Netanyahu. He really masterminded this thing. And
now he's Ariana's manager and Justin Bieber's manager, right?
Yep, okay. Yep. And he was really, you know, he was with Ariana the whole time after the concert. And, you know, he and Ariana planned it. But, you know, Scooter knows, that, you know, how to pull all the strings on this. So Scooter Braun in L.A., he has really kind of become a player politically. And I am telling you, I know this sounds crazy because he's a very successful manager, but he's young and he's got plenty of money. I have a feeling Scooter Braun's going to run for office.
I'm not positive that I would be able to vote for a guy named Scooter.
Well, I'm trying to think of who else had a nickname.
There was Scooter Libby in the Bush administration who I think went to jail for something bad.
Right? Because of his nickname.
Well, can I just make a what I believe is a compelling point?
Sure. Okay.
We elected a president named Bubba.
Well, that's true.
We're willing to look past a lot. Well, that's interesting. That certainly was the furthest thing from my mind as I was watching him up on that stage. But, I mean, you're right. He's been able to form a consensus and to organize people and to have people follow him and to put on huge events. And, I mean, he didn't do a great job for Hillary Clinton, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
You can only do so much.
I'm just saying you can't put that in the win column is what I'm saying. All right. So Red Cross UK, by the way, it's not too late to donate if you want to. And it really was a great event, and it's worth checking out. There are a bunch of highlights online. Let's talk about one other thing real quick while we got you, Harvey, and that is we barely recovered from the controversy over comedian Kathy Griffin last week.
Right.
And then Bill Maher wipes her right off the front page with what happened on his show Friday night.
And, you know, look, Bill Maher also, you know, timing is everything, and it's not like this was timed or anything, but the, you know, the terror attack in London was such a huge thing on Saturday night, and then followed by the concert, that, you know, Bill Maher's, you know, what Bill Maher did, you know, didn't get the play that it probably would have otherwise, depending on the news weekend.
If it had been a slow news weekend, they would have spent 48 hours just talking about Bill Maher.
And then what everybody would be doing is comparing him to Kathy Griffin and saying, equal treatment, what's going on? We still don't know what HBO is going to do, but it is weird he said that.
Explain to people what he said who didn't pay attention.
I mean, you know, I've heard it explained on the news where people are saying he said that he would prefer not working in a field because the senator from Nebraska had asked him about, you know, come work in one of our fields, and he said, I'm a, as they put it in the news, I'm a house slave. He did not say house slave.
No, he used the N-word.
He did. And Harvey, Bill Maher's a smart guy, and he certainly has been fired for saying the wrong thing before. What would cause him to even accidentally let that word come out on television?
I am telling you, I have been asking that all weekend long. He is a super smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said, you know, this is a, you know, this was a live broadcast. It was, but still, you know, you have to consciously say something like that. And it's bizarre. I agree with you. I don't understand it.
Are we all going to just pretend that he's not deeply Islamophobic and misogynist as well?
Oh, no, like, that's still true.
Just shocking to
people. That's still true. But
he can also be racist. He doesn't get a pass because he also dates black women.
See, Allie, I mean, God, I love Allie.
I'll say it if you don't want Harvey. I'll say it.
I mean, look, that is a point of view, and Allie just nailed that point of view. And I guess, look, I didn't even say it, but now that you said it, you know, does it matter that, you know, I don't know if whether he still has a girlfriend. He had a longtime girlfriend who was black. I don't know if that makes a difference or not.
No.
All right, let me ask you this question, Harvey, because you know how the business works.
I don't think it does, but right. I haven't heard people talking about it. Allie's the first person who actually said it.
Oh, I'll say it all day.
There's a recourse for people who say bad things on TV, and it usually involves advertisers pulling out. That's what we've seen. That's not the case, can't be the case on HBO because they don't have any advertisers. So when Chance the Rapper comes out and says, hey, HBO, he should never be on the air again, fire him. There's nothing to back it up with economically for HBO. So what do you think their response is going to be?
You are so right. It's a different animal. And that's how O'Reilly got killed. You know, that's how Roger Ailes got killed.
O'Reilly and Ailes are dead?
Well, Ailes is dead.
Wow.
Well, no, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yes, of course.
And look, I mean, Kathy Griffin even, you know, she had an endorsement for Squatty Potty. They immediately pulled it.
Right.
And, you know, that's the way that these people get their pound of flesh, you know, the advertisers and whatnot. They say, okay, we're going to show that we're against it, and here's what we're going to do. You're right. They can't do that on HBO. HBO subscription. So people aren't going to cancel their HBO subscription because
of
Bill Maher. So economically, my guess is it's going to have absolutely no impact.
Yeah, I mean, they came out and made a statement that said we don't support it and he shouldn't have said it. It was wrong.
We're not going to rerun it and all this stuff. But
and then Bill Maher apologized. Does it end there?
Well, here's my gut. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think so, too.
Yeah, I think
my
so, too.
My gut is yes.
I think so, too. All right. We're going to have to leave it there. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. TMZ throughout the day on Fox Channel 11, TMZ Live at 4 p.m. Same channel, TMZ Sports Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And don't forget, take the TMZ tour. You got people coming to town for the summer. Why not? Book it at TMZ.com. Have a great week, Harvey. Thanks for the time, sir.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
Our friend Matt Money Smith is on the phone from the Petros and Money Radio Show. And Matt, first of all, welcome. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Why do you say that so tentatively? What's going on?
Well, because I am driving on the fine freeway system of the greater Los Angeles area.
You
know, sometimes when I have it on the car speakerphone, it sounds like crap. So I was like, all right, I better grab this.
Yeah, pick it up, though. Pick it up and take it off that. I think the cops will be fine with it.
Exactly. So it's the ear. I am surveying the ladder that does not look like it's attached down to the pickup in front of me all that
Sweet.
Well, and hope that it doesn't come through my windshield and kill me.
This could be the last conversation with That Money Smith.
Wow. Wouldn't that be terrible if the ladder spun out of control and went right through the windshield and killed Matt while we were on the phone?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, terrible, right,
Bean?
That wouldn't get replayed 9,000 times.
I don't know. When Money said it, it was a little sad. When Bean said it, he was very happy.
There was joy.
You know what? Here's the thing about that. At least it would replace that goddamn Mike Ditka sound.
Oh, it's the best drop ever.
I was going to say I wouldn't have to hear it anymore, but I'm dead, so I guess I wouldn't have to hear it
exactly.
anymore.
Yeah. Well, listen, Matt, we got a bunch of stuff we got to talk to you about with these NBA finals, but I want to start with really the most important thing, and I'm sure this was what you were going to lead with as well, which was how long has it been since we've seen Carlos Santana without a hat or without a bandana, and who knew the dude was so bald when he was playing the national anthem last night?
It is something when you have, you know, a team that is making a run at the greatest squad in NBA history, you know, that they are on the precipice of that, and yet Twitter is aflame by, oh, my God, that's Santana.
He's so bold.
Yeah, it is one of the great things about Twitter, that the littlest, that the minutiae surrounding an event like the NBA Finals can just totally overtake an outcome of a basketball game.
All right, let's talk about the Warriors. Are they beatable once?
Once, maybe, just because LeBron is so good.
And shooting teams, I think shooting teams can have an off night, but when you got four guys who are great shooters, I mean, I don't know.
The big difference is Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about the second best player in basketball.
They were saying after the game last night, they were asking if he was the best player in basketball.
Yeah, I heard Paul Pierce. Yeah. You know, he was the one that was kind of pushing that, and understand this. He is surrounded by a team that took this exact same Cleveland team to a 3-1 lead. You know, they were up 3-1. Draymond kicks the guy in the balls. He gets suspended for game 5, and it just kind of unravels from there. So without Durant, this team was that good. I think in game 2, they beat Cleveland by like 35 points or something. I mean, we were asking these exact same questions after game 2 last year. And then it just kind of got away. So now you have the second best player in the world at that squad, and that hasn't changed at all. I mean, that essentially tells you what the Cavaliers and the rest of the NBA are trying to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, for everybody who will point to last year and say, yeah, but Cleveland came back 3-1, it's the same Cleveland team that came back last year from 3-1 that's playing this year, but it's not the same Warriors team, as you pointed out. It's just
not even close.
Nothing like last year.
That's what's so funny to me, and I understand that the business that I am in, sports radio, is a business of hot takeism, and you've got to say ridiculous things in order to get attention and get paid your millions of dollars and have your TV show that gets, I don't know, 1/10 the ratings of Gunsmoke. But I just can't comprehend all the people that were picking Cleveland without taking into consideration, you know, they added Kevin Durant, right?
Yeah.
You know, essentially the trade they made was, we're going to trade Andrew Bogut and Harrison Barnes and Festus Ezeli, those three guys, and in return, we're going to get Kevin Durant. That's the deal that we've made going into the foul. Like, how does that escape all of these people? This team is not
ask your friend the King of Mexico. He put money on Cleveland. I have no idea.
Yeah, that is I appreciate LeBron's greatness and his, you know, potential claim to the greatest player of all time. That's fine. But there
Hold
are
up. Is there a player named Festus? Really? That's
Festus
real.
Ezeli. Isn't that one of the great names?
Oh, that is pretty
God,
strong.
Yes. He's my new favorite.
Great.
Hey, Matt, what did you think? This is Matt Money Smith on the phone from the Petro Smitty Radio Show, AM 570 LA Sports. What did you think about LeSean McCoy, Buffalo Bills, right, putting down $200,000 on the Warriors ahead of the series to win? Looking pretty good right now, right?
You know, that has been – well, look, they're going to – I don't think anybody would be surprised if they went 16-0, right?
Right.
I mean, that's been a play. What did Floyd – I think Floyd Mayweather did what? He put like 150 grand to win like 30 grand on the money line, because, you know, when you bet the money line, you're just betting the team to win.
Right.
So you get these ridiculous –
Yeah, LeSean odds. Only wins 62 if the Warriors win.
Right. So I think that's just, you know, as someone who maybe dabbled in that currency for a little while – you know, it's the old, why are rich people so freaking rich? Well, because they can do that. You know,
yeah.
the the other guy, your average guy, is like, hey, I'm going to put $200 on the Warriors money line and I'm going to win $1.50. Isn't that great?
But it adds up if you put enough down. All right, one final question for you, Matt, and this is something that I easily could have Googled to understand it, but I never did. So since you're on the line, I'm going to ask you. Who does Rihanna have a feud with and why?
Rihanna is a big, big LeBron person. Huge, like, loves LeBron James. So essentially, Rihanna has a problem with anybody that is trying to knock LeBron off his perch.
Okay.
And that is why she routinely makes enemies all over.
I feel like the Warriors are just making that argument by destroying Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, when LeBron plays well, it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, I think that's essentially. So, the story was that she was just, giving your standard fan heckling.
Gotcha. She was brick. She was that. Okay, gotcha.
Right.
All right.
And that is just a product of I love LeBron.
So, at best, it sounds like you're saying the Warriors will win this 4-1.
At best.
Yeah, I think when you have someone as good as LeBron James is, it's very, sweep is a pride thing, and even though he was phenomenal yesterday, I mean, I don't know how much better that guy can play.
Right. But that's the thing. Still, the Warriors scored 132 points.
Yeah, exactly,
you can't beat a team that scores 132 points.
Yeah, he was that good, and they still got – well, think about that. They were up they scored 91 points, I think, in game one. They had 88 at the end of the third quarter, and they got housed. I mean, you know what it reminded me of? This is nice and divisive because of how much Kevin hates baseball and how much Bean loved it. But here's what it reminded me of. It was like leaving a pitcher in a game where they were getting destroyed, and you're just like, oh, come on, man. Go get that poor guy. Get him off.
Pull him. Get him off of the mound.
It's
embarrassing.
The manager's like, nope, you're going to wear it. Sorry, you're just getting one. I'm going to keep you out
there. All right, before we say goodbye, how's the ladder looking, Matt?
How is the ladder? The ladder is gone. I have now made my way to Santa Monica. And,
okay. All right. So you're safe.
Not with the phone to my ear. It's a heavily patrolled area.
I'm
just waiting for the cop to clip me here.
Right.
All right, man. Thank you for jumping on. Have a great show with the Pete today. We'll be listening. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Bye now. LANOC's Alternative Rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
That means it's Ralph Garman time. What's going on, man?
Speaking of OC, Kevin Smith and I are going to be finally down in the OC after many, many months of not doing Babylon down there. We're doing the Improv in Irvine, California on Saturday night. And a lot of folks from the OC said they don't want to come up and go to the Improv in Hollywood and check us out. And I can understand that. It's a hell of a drive. So we're coming to you Saturday night. If you'd like to come out, you can go to improv.com and just click on Irvine and get your tickets and come see Hollywood Babylon.
Evil losers.
Well, that's true, but doesn't mean we're not fun.
That's what they are. They're losers.
Wonder Woman, get us out from under. Wonder Woman. $100.5 million Wonder Woman made in its debut weekend. Boy, is that a good film. And a lot of people said they're concerned about the message that movie is sending kids, that there will be other good DC Comics movies. And I understand that fear because there are a few and far between. But boy, this was a good one. And for those who are struggling with the name of the star of Wonder Woman, I think it's time we all need to learn her name. And thanks to our buddy Jimmy Kimmel, he helped us work it out.
I always thought it was Gal Gadot. That's what I always heard.
It's ish. Here's the problem. Because she's Israeli, there's sort of a tonal difference.
Okay.
So it's not Gal.
Okay.
It's more Gal.
Gal, okay.
Which is sort of hard to differentiate.
Okay.
Because Americans would say Gal.
But it's Gadot.
I'll let her explain it.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
I didn't hear the way you...
Gal Gadot.
Oh, you're good.
That's good?
The Gadot can be better.
Gadot.
More T at the end. Yeah.
Gadot?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was steered the wrong way. Gadot.
No. You're good. You're doing...
Does the name Gadot mean anything? Or
Riverbank.
Riverbank. Oh, how about that? Yeah. Riverbank. Oh.
And Gal means wave.
Oh.
I'm all about...
Maybe water. You should have been Aqua Girl instead of...
You're right.
Instead of Wonder Woman. So, Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Learn it, love it, live it.
She was going to
be a big star for a long, long time. K Captain Underpants was number 2 at the box office, $23.5 million. Then Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, $21.6 million. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and Baywatch were the top 5 films. Alien Covenant, Everything, Snatched, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, rounding out your top 10 films at the box office. Speaking of superhero movies, Kirsten Dunst has just a big hate on for the Spider-Man reboots. She was doing an interview in Marie Claire magazine in July, talking about her new film, The Beguiled. When she was asked about the Spider-Man franchise and the films that followed, you know, of course, she did the Tobey Maguire films. But after that, we had Andrew Garfield. And now, of course, the new film starring Tom Holland. And she said, interestingly, we made the best one, so who cares?
Wow.
I'm like, you make it all you want. They're just milking that cow for money. By the way, do you milk a cow for money?
I don't think so.
I mean, you sell the milk, so technically.
What's that?
Okay, technically you sell the milk.
Sell the milk.
Oh, I see. Technically, yeah.
So it works.
So it's obvious. You know what I mean? Apparently she's never seen the third Spider-Man movie that she made with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
In terms of being the best ones.
That's an odd thing to say, too, as a star. You sort of know to not say those things out loud, even if you feel it. Don't say that out loud.
Why be so bitchy about it?
Right.
Say, I wish them all luck. We had a great time doing ours. The character has been around for a lot longer than we did our production.
She knows PR better than that, right?
Yeah.
But that upside-down kiss, right? That was cool.
Right. And those teeth of hers, they're cool, right?
I think it's just one,
the summer
it?
Teeth? There's no, she's got summer teeth.
One that's weird?
Summer here, summer there, summer up, summer down. Tom Cruise is teasing us. You know, Top Gun.
Right.
The information is leaked that they're making that sequel. Now we know the title. Top Gun Maverick.
Huh.
Huh.
He said he didn't want a number attached to it.
Okay.
Instead, he named it after his own character. Top Gun Maverick.
Does that mean it will be about him? Because our guess was he was just going to be a smaller part of a story about younger people who actually fly planes, right?
No, it's always been, the theory had been, it's going to be about Maverick, his character, but at this point, Maverick has now become the head of the Top Gun program, and
he's the instructor.
He is instructing and also flying along with his young proteges. I'm sure he will lead them on some mission that's very important, and there'll be a lot of laughter.
Sure.
A lot of women, because he loves women.
He does love women.
Loves that, women.
Sure. He's so crazy about women.
Can't wait to see what Goose is up to, right, Bean?
Sure.
Will Goose be in it? Will be in the sequel?
Hope so.
I'm good. Before that. And speaking of ladies, sorry, ladies, but Troy Aikman is off the market. That's right, Troy Aikman. Hmm. He just got married.
Really?
Yep.
Olivia Munn?
No. Olivia Munn.
Just saying, she's making the rounds.
Going from quarterback to quarterback.
Kappa right? Moody.
Oh, Kappa Moody.
Kappa Moody.
I went there when I backpacked through Europe that summer.
No, you did not. Oh. It's the name of his longtime girlfriend, and they got married last Friday in Lake Como, Italy. And he broke the news on Instagram, calling her the love of my life, which I'm sure was great news to his first wife of 11 years, Rhonda. I'm sure that must have made things very comfortable for Rhonda, the mother of his two daughters.
Mm.
I'm sure that news was met with the appropriate amount of understanding.
Finally found a decent woman.
Exactly, yes.
It's about time after all those bitches.
How crushed is Doofus, by the way? His partner is...
Joe Buck?
Oh, Joe Buck.
You think he wanted him for himself?
Oh, he wanted Troy so badly. He must be so bummed right now. I always thought I was sort of the love of your life, Troy. A lot of the people coming out of the locker room have to be disappointed, I think.
Does that hurt, Kevin?
Douche.
He's your bestie.
I don't feel like he's my bestie.
He's great. I don't know what he he's the greatest.
I do think he's a good announcer.
I think he is, too. I'm with Kevin on that, by the way.
Yeah, well.
Nobody wants to be there, Bean. Thank you.
There you go. Today's celebrity birthday is Kenny G, 61 years old today. Jeff Garland's 55.
No!
Ron Livingston's 50 years old. Mark Wahlberg's 46. Peanut from 311 is 43. Nick Kroll is 39. And Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy is 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. Welcome to Showbiz Beat.
One of the musical acts that popped in with encouraging words from Manchester yesterday during that One Love concert was Kings of Leon. You see them, Allie?
I didn't.
They had David Beckham and U2 and a bunch of other artists were dropping by to send their love to the city of Manchester. And then we come in this morning, we find out Kings of Leon is playing the Hollywood Bowl on October 6th, and we're giving away tickets all week long here on the Kevin and Bean Show at 9 a.m. each day. And then if you win that, you qualify to see the band again at Red Rocks, one of the most beautiful concert venues in America, in Colorado. And that includes round-trip airfare and hotel, $106.7 spending cash. You can get all the details at krock.com, and I hope you win that.
Blah, 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 blah.
Roland?
Yes! Or as I'm now known, Roland Trevor.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, God.
Is that Wonder Woman's boyfriend's last name?
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
God, someone is there.
Well,
someone.
We don't know that kind of detail about Wonder Woman.
Did you see the movie?
Yes, it was fantastic.
You know Chris Pine's character throughout the entire movie?
That's his name, okay.
See Trevor, that character that they kept saying, Colonel Trevor, over and over again, with his name being Steve Trevor? I don't expect you know that kind of detail, just the name of the main lead male character.
I gotta be honest, I wasn't paying attention to him much.
That's a shock!
But Roland, that doesn't mean your name is also Trevor, that's just a character in a movie.
Okay.
I'm just saying you're not dating Wonder Woman is what I'm saying.
Yes. I'm dating her yet.
I see.
You think you have a shot with her.
I have more than a shot.
Is that right?
Because no one worships her more than I do. For example, I've seen her film and I know the names of some of the characters. I don't pay that much of attention. I know the name of her mother, for example, Kevin, which is?
Betty.
Nope, it's not Queen Betty. Queen Hippolyta.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Of course, they live on the island of...
Oahu. I'm sorry, I don't... I feel like this is some of the more detailed stuff. And,
not detailed!
And you're missing
the big plot point.
The main part of it.
Themyscira said over and over again, the island of Themyscira.
Take it easy. Maybe you're too excited about this stuff.
I'm not too excited. Right. I am just excited enough. To make my pants look like the big top at a circus.
Okay.
Bean, what did you think of the film?
I mean, I haven't seen it.
Ah!
Roland, it's okay. You didn't expect him to see it.
But it's why it made over $100 million this weekend.
Right.
Everyone in America went to see this film.
Well, I mean, a lot more people didn't see it than saw it, but that's a huge box office. It's a very successful film, sure.
Why didn't you go to see it?
I don't think it's for me, Roland.
Yeah, true. Beautiful woman, action, adventure, plot, storyline, acting, direction, all excellent. Good point. Doesn't sound like it's something anybody would enjoy.
There was nothing wrong with this movie, which is odd.
Everything was right about this movie.
Okay.
If you want to look at it on the upside.
Sure, okay.
It was excellent.
So, Roland, you your whole life have been a Wonder Woman fan, so this is a huge deal for you to finally have a big screen film, right?
Yes. Imagine the joy that I have now looking at a live action Wonder Woman,
right?
Instead of an animated or drawn Wonder Woman.
Sure.
When I'm taking care of my Wonder business.
I wonder why
I'm not more chafed than I am.
We do not need that detail.
Why my socks stand up by themselves.
Roland, too far.
I wonder how long you're going to let me keep talking.
I think we're done.
That song will wake you up, that one.
Yes, it will.
For sure.
Tool. It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 723.
I know I have said this recently, that there's very little rock music played on the radio anymore.
Correct.
But I road-tripped this weekend, and I was in the car about 10 or 11 hours.
All right.
Over the weekend. And I'm telling you, if you like urban music, you know, R&B music, or oldies or country, you're in pretty good shape in this country.
Yes.
If you enjoy a good rock song like Tool, you're kind of out of luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're sort of on your own.
Yeah. So we're
so happy to have Foo Fighters come back and play this.
Exactly, yeah. So we are very, very happy to be able to still continue to play this music for as long as they'll let us here on the world famous K-Rock, and we thank you so much for listening. All right, speaking of things that are underappreciated, let's talk about police for just a second. Usually the only time you ever see a story involving something a police officer did it's bad news, right?
Yeah.
That's what makes the news, is some incident went sideways and people are calling into question the cop's decision that he made. But I think most people would agree that most police officers are really decent people. I would hope that that would be the case, that most people would have that impression of the kind of men and women who go into that kind of service.
I would hope so, too.
Because you don't get into police work to get rich or to get famous. You go into police work, I think, for the most part, because you want to help people.
Right.
You want to make the world a better, safer place for everybody. That's why it's so great when you see stories that come out that also become viral of police officers just doing awesome things, like the one that was in the news this weekend.
Reese Parks from Tasmania woke up Sunday morning to find this photo on his phone, doll.
This is the best story of the day. The two police officers took the snap after escorting Reese home on Saturday night when he'd had too much to drink. Now, Reese describes the cops as bloody legends.
And Reese joins us from Launceston, along with the said bloody legends, Natalie Siggins and Jeremy Blythe.
Where did you find Reese and what state was he in?
We got called to a taxi. Sam was a little bit unresponsive. Didn't know where he lived. He wasn't saying much, so we tried to locate where he was, and yeah, we were lucky enough to figure out his address.
But Jeremy, this is above and beyond. I mean, you've done a very good thing here, because, you know, he's obviously passed out in a cab, so good on you for getting him home. But you actually put him into bed as well. That's very generous of you.
Yeah, Sam, look, thanks. But I don't think anything we did was anything special. I think that every member of Tassie Police goes above and beyond. So, yeah, in our eyes, we're just doing what we can.
Aww.
Never make that noise again.
Holly, you need to move to Tasmania.
It sounds lovely. The police just tuck you in.
The Tassie police.
They actually took him inside his house and tucked him in.
And then took a selfie.
Right?
And it's amazing.
Adorable photo, too, of the two police officers. And you can see the guy behind him in bed under his covers with a big thumbs up. You know, hang 10, actually. It's a great story. And by the way, it would have been very easy for these cops to just ignore that guy or to drop him off in the drunk tank or something like
sure.
that. But they went the extra mile when they didn't have to and did an awesome thing. And we thought that might be fun today to hear your stories of nice things, unexpected things, above and beyond things that police officers have done for you. Because I know there's a million stories out there.
Now, where are we on the, hey, a cop pulled me over to give me a ticket for being a good driver? Where are we on that?
That's murder button.
That's still bad.
I'm sorry. We put that officer down. Okay. Yes, we do.
I mean, I don't know that we want to use those terms. But
all right, maybe not. Maybe not that. But
right.
No, that's,
it's a negative. I think
I don't consider that a nice thing that you're doing for somebody. I think that's a pain in the ass thing if I'm going someplace and you pull me over just to tell me thanks for driving the speed limit.
First, they give you a heart attack.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's like, why did you waste my time?
Exactly.
So that's not good.
Yeah.
So 1-800-520-1067, that's the telephone number. We're looking for your calls and your texts if you can't call in of a nice thing, a surprisingly nice thing that a police officer did for you. You know, every once in a while you'll see a what was that one from a year ago or so, Allie? You'll remember, with the homeless guy and the police officer went and
bought
him shoes.
Yes. Oh. It was beautiful. And when that thing happens, everyone's like, why don't we have more stories like this? Because nobody watches the news for those stories, sadly.
Yeah, that stuff happens all the time.
That's the world we're living in right now. Yeah. It's very sad.
You mean stuff like that happens and it generally doesn't get reported to the same extent that a bad
100%.
Thing would happen? I saw a video the other day of a police officer who saw a little boy throwing a football back and forth by himself. He would throw the football and then run to where the football was and then throw it in the opposite direction and run. And the police officer stopped him and started playing catch with the little kid.
And then he tased him. And that video went viral.
I don't think he
didn't tase. No.
And everybody was like, what's he doing? Kid was just throwing a football.
But, I mean, that's such a sweet, wonderful story. And you see something like that and you go, again, aw.
I mean, don't.
Okay. You
right?
can stop that.
Can we? I mean, we understand what you mean by that, but just stop it.
It's an off-free zone.
Yes.
I think it is.
So 1-800-520-1067. This should be fun. We're looking for the stories of nice things that police did for you. You can call or text, and we'll talk to you next on K-Rock. Taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Surprisingly nice things a police officer did for you. Jamie in Yura Melinda says she was driving on the 10 with a toddler. She blew a tire, and a highway patrol officer stopped and changed the tire for her. 8 o'clock hour this morning is going to be great, by the way. Our friend Jim Jeffries back in studio with us talking about his new Comedy Central show. And then we'll give away some tickets for UFC 214, which is happening at the Honda Center end of next month. Right now, we're taking your calls and your texts at 1-800-520-1067. The police surprised you by going out of their way to do something really nice for you. We're looking for warm, fuzzy police stories. Why don't we start with, let's start with Tony in Buena Park. I'm finding this one hard to believe, Kevin, on line 8, but let's check it out.
Hey, Tony.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Yeah, it was a while ago. My dog had gotten out, and I was across the street. There was a big school that I used to take him walking to, and I'm out driving around the school looking for him, and a police car rolls up on me, and he's like, you know, what are you doing? Suspicious at night, walking around. And I said, I lost my dog. So I guess the police helicopter was in the area, and he radioed in. Like, not even a minute later, the chopper comes in, the spotlight, looking all over the baseball field here and there, and they spotted my dog on the far end of the school. So I was able to drive around the other side and go through the fence, and I found my dog.
Huh.
That is unbelievable.
I'd like to hear their side of this. I feel like they called the chopper because they thought you might be trouble. And then while he was there, hey, they saw the dog.
Well, I'm sure it was something along those lines. You know.
Who puts those kinds of resources into somebody who loses a dog?
It was a real good dog.
Well, I mean, if they're not doing anything with that chopper at the moment, it's there. Why not?
I mean, that's, I guess, because nice. It costs a lot of money to operate a chopper, I guess.
But I'm saying it's probably in the air already. What, Tony?
You know, it was a really, really cool dog. You know, he was
okay. That's the best dog ever. Okay.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. Let's try Jackie Arcadia, line 7, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey. So my story actually took place in Maui. I was home at our condo. I had no idea where my late husband was. He had been in rehab so many times. I knew he was out drinking. He shouldn't have been.
Oh, no.
And we were leaving the next day. So I was sweating because there had been many times where I didn't know where he was. And I get a call in the middle of the night, and it's a Hawaii phone number, so I knew it was something not good.
Right.
And it was actually an officer who told me that they were out in the middle of the highway at a call box, and they had my husband, and they weren't going to arrest him if I would just go pick him up.
Wow, that's nice.
So it was very nice. So we got home, and we landed, and he went back to rehab.
And so a happy ending.
I don't know. She did. She started the story with late husband.
Well, at least for that week.
Yeah.
Worked out pretty
for that day. It was pretty good.
But I mean,
yeah, but they were really nice. And I had heard, you know, that sometimes they didn't really like us people that weren't native. So
right.
I was already worried. But it,
sure,
it,
of course.
I was, and he was really nice. The officer was really nice when I picked him up.
Well, it reminds me of, I mean, the story that we started talking about from Tasmania is it would be so easy just to throw a guy in jail because you find him wandering around drunk or something like that, but they went out of their way to get him back to you and get him safe. So that's a very cool story. Thank you for the call, Jackie. We appreciate that. Let's try Deanna Lakewood up next, line 6, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Deanna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have listened to you since I was in high school, so I'm super excited. I've never called.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
I had an incident when I was 17.
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Kevin, let the lady talk.
Come on.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was driving on the, I was on the freeway at the part where the Orange Crush is, and my car just died in the middle of the freeway. I was about 4 lanes from the right and just died in the middle.
Oof.
A CHP officer, so I had nothing to do but just sit there.
Right.
A CHP officer pulls over, helps me push my car over. I was only 17. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't have AAA then or anything. And so he said he arranged for a friend of his who's a mechanic to come and tow my car over to his shop for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then he even asked the mechanic if I could just stay there and wait for someone to come and pick me up. So the mechanic came and picked my car.
Kevin, she was 17. She was 17.
What?
She was
17.
Not legal.
My bad. Come my
on.
Bad.
No, that, yeah, I was only 17. I didn't know what to do. I was scared, and that was before cell phones. I was
well. That's a wonderful story. You were lucky to have a police officer come along that day for sure.
Super lucky.
And thank you for listening to us.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah, really, and calling after all this time. Let's go to Venice. John is going to be your man on line 2, Kevin. You're going to love him.
All right, hey John.
Hey Kevin, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
You guys are brothers, man. Go on.
So yeah, I was on a beach in Venice, and I'm old like you guys. It was like 30 years ago, and Where it's me and my girlfriend are smoking pot, and I tell her, no, it's a bus, we're going to get busted, don't do this. And so I end up getting into smoking pot with her, and the cops catch us, and they start questioning us.
And you said, it was her, I told her not to, it was her.
Oh, her fault, and I hope she's listening. But they pat us down and frisk us, and he puts his hand in my pocket, and he catches my pot and puts it in his fist.
USA!
So, and then he takes his hand out of my pocket and just lets it go and lets me have it.
So he doesn't take your pot?
No, he didn't take it. He had it. He found it in his hand. You know, he got in my pocket, grabbed it, let it go, pulled his hand out. And then on top of that, they question us separately. And he asked me, hey, aren't you in a band? I go, yeah. I go, are they called Section Violence? We had a violin player. I go, yeah. I'm getting all happy. He goes, yeah, I think I heard of you guys, man, when you're playing again and all this stuff. And nobody heard of us, so I'm just elated to hear that. And I
think you're the best, John. Thank you for the call. He's very high.
Drugs super
kid.
Chatty.
And the phone's ringing.
Just, yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah. It's not our fault.
Drugs, kid. That's what they do to you. All right, listen to this from the 562. Are you ready to get your awe on? Allie, you're going to love this.
What does get your awe on?
I can't.
This is Diego from La Mirada. When I was 14, my parents got a divorce, and we had a difficult Thanksgiving. There was a sheriff at the local park. He asked what we were doing for the holiday. I told him we didn't have much money. He took my brother in and then showed back up with tons of bags of groceries. I'm 36
wow.
now, and I still think about that. Thank you to Deputy Hayes after all these years.
Aww.
He went and got groceries for these kids when their parents broke up for Thanksgiving.
See, it's That's okay lovely. If Ellie makes that noise, but not you, Bean.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Right?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. Comedian Jim Jeffries coming up just after the top of the hour.
Love Jim. So excited he's back. Really Same. Looking forward to his show, too. Not that we need another late night show, but if we're going to have one, I'm glad it's Jim Jeffries doing it.
Pain. How long do you think he'll last before he gets pulled? Let's take a pool.
Just wrong with you guys.
He's going to get in trouble. That's
I mean,
for sure.
I think he's going to get in trouble.
I hope it lasts forever.
Me too.
I hope it's America's favorite new late night show.
We hoped his last show would last forever.
Well, that's true too. Anyway, Jim will be joining us in the UFC 214 tickets too. First, Ralph is here with the show. He's been on a Monday. What's going on?
Well, let folks down south in Orange County know that Kevin Smith and I have heard your cries, and we're coming to Irvine.
No.
We promised we'd come to Orange County. We're going to do that on Saturday. Coming Saturday, we're going to be at the Improv in Irvine, California. Kevin Smith and I hitting the stage with Hollywood Babylon. Love to have you come out and join us. I think it's an 8 o'clock show. It's an earlier show on Saturday. So come on out. Go to improv.com. Click on the Irvine location, and you can get your tickets. But
we're going to
have a good time. It was a nutty one this past weekend. 2.5-hour babble.
Wow.
Went marathon length.
Wow.
It
ran out of alcohol?
So much booze. And I gave Kevin some pot-infused cotton candy.
Good.
And we were just off to the races. It was one of those nights. We had a good time.
Kevin may still be there.
Maybe. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Wonder Woman, in its debut, made over $100 million. $100.5 million to be exact. And it is the number one film ever directed by a female director, which is awesome news. And proves, I think, to Hollywood that they should just stop worrying about the gender of the person who directs and
Agreed.
Just pick the best people for the job. Captain Underpants was second at the box office with $23.5 million. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales was third. Guardians of the Galaxy, then Baywatch were your top five films. Alien Covenant, Everything Snatched, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and King Arthur, Legend of the Sword were the top 10 films at the box office. Speaking of Wonder Woman, no surprise, I guess. I guess it was bound to happen. Sadly, I'm not least bit surprised. But there has, in fact, been a lawsuit filed against the Alamo Draft House for their all-girl screenings of the Wonder Woman movie.
The story's still going on?
Yeah.
What?
If you followed it at all, you know the Alamo Draft House did a sort of a fun marketing thing where they said this is the first female centric comic book movie ever. Elektra, some people say, but for the most part it's the first time women have had their own big budget blockbuster comic book movies. They're gonna do a fun thing and do just a ladies only screening. couple ladies-only screenings where no guys allowed, just the women are going to get together and celebrate Wonder Woman.
I can't imagine anyone getting upset at that.
Well, everyone got upset about
but
it,
but that's
apparently
the only theater in America where you can see Wonder Woman,
that's
though,
just
right?
Insane.
No, not even all of the Alamo Draft House's screenings were like this. There was just a few of them. Two screenings, to be exact. And at first, I thought it was just douchebaggy men who were bitching and moaning about it. But now this lawsuit comes out of Albany, New York, from a gentleman by the name of Stephen Clark, who is a gay man. And he says it's the principle of the thing. As a gay man, I've studied and taught gay rights for years. Our gay bars have long said that you do not exclude people because they're gay or straight or transgender. You can't do that for any reason. We've had to deal with the bachelorette parties that come into the gay bar, and they're terribly disruptive. But if you forbid women from coming into a gay bar, then all of a sudden you're starting down a slippery slope. It's called discrimination. So he's going to sue the Alamo Drafthouse because he's chap-assed because women come into his gay bar.
Oh,
proving, damn, really, to everyone that gay or straight, men are just awful.
Rough.
Holy crap. It's not even about the screenings for this guy.
Nope.
He's in Albany.
He's pissed off because women are coming into his Albany gay bar. And he read about this, and now he's going to sue the theater.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Men are dumb.
What time is Gloria Allred's press conference?
I mean, I probably am not getting married, but if I do, I think you know where my bachelorette party is going to be.
Going
to Albany.
Yeah, of course.
In Albany.
Yeah. What's wrong with people? Right?
A lot. It's a movie. They're having a screening. Move on.
It's just,
don't be an idiot.
America is so fascinated by the irrelevant. Just can't get enough of meaningless crap. The smoke and mirrors is not even smoke and mirrors anymore. People, everyone's missing the big picture on almost every level.
Why are you bad, America?
Shocking. Stunning.
Just stop it.
Just
come
stop
on,
it,
man.
Just stop
Kevin
it.
Just said stop it.
Stop
Can
it.
Can you please listen to him?
It's a freaking movie screening. Stop it.
Come on, man.
What that guy said.
Right. Of course, the big concert was held on Sunday to raise money for the victims of the Manchester terrorist attack. One Love Manchester concert went off without a hitch yesterday, and by all accounts, was a terrific and well done. Ariana Grande, of course, was the headliner and host of the event. But you had Miley Cyrus and Katy Perry and Coldplay and Justin Bieber and Pharrell and Black Eyed Peas and one of the Gallaghers.
Liam.
Right? Liam.
Yeah. Liam showed up and did Rock and Roll Star and his new solo single, which everybody got up and went, got a beer. It was great. It was good times.
But then he sang Live Forever with Coldplay, and that was great.
Chris Martin, he can sing anything with anybody.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. He teamed up with Ariana Grande also for Don't Look Back in Anger.
So, Ariana Grande?
Yeah, Grande.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to keep donating money, and you should, go to OneLoveManchester.com. They've selling some merch there where apparently all the proceeds are going to the charity, but also you can donate to the Red Cross UK as well. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Pete Wentz of Fallout Boy is 38 years old today. Nick Kroll is 39. Peanut from 311 is 43 years old today. Mark Wahlberg is 46. Ron Livingston turns 50. Jeff Garlin is 55. And Kenny G. Saxophonist Kenny G. We have no Kenny G music to celebrate?
I hope not.
Come on.
I hope we don't. I don't feel like that's something we want.
If anyone touches my man Kenny G, I'm going to be up in their face, and I'm going to start some...
There we go. Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
No. What do you mean, right?
Light the candles.
Right.
Drop the bath bomb into that hot water. Inflate your pillow. Just lay back. That's an evening.
He is the best person in the world at making the worst ever kind of music.
That's quite a category.
That's all you need to know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Comedian, actor, legend. I said it. Jim Jefferies, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. Why are you guys still playing music?
I'm serious. What
well,
are you doing?
People listen to this station like music.
Yeah, that's why they can put their iPod on or they can stream it or something like that. People want to listen to you talking.
I don't think that's the case, but they want to listen to you, I think.
Whoever's running this station is a moron.
That's
you guys
what I
are
think.
Far too talented to have music.
Go on, Jim. Go on.
In between you talking.
Let's not interrupt him. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would listen to you talking. I'd enjoy myself, and then they'd turn a song on, and then I'd change station, and then I'd forget you existed. That's how it happens, you know, when you're watching a TV show, and then you change station, you go, what was the other show I was watching?
Right.
And then you're stuck just watching something about a pressure cooker late at night or something.
You have summed up every discussion we've had with our boss for the last 10 years, Jim. Thank you.
You had the same boss for 10 years?
We've had the same boss for 25 years. We've had the same boss.
And he or she still shows up every day?
Oh, no. He doesn't show up every day.
3 days a week. He's here 3 days a week.
Oh, he's 3 days a week.
He phones in.
What is your boss, Howard Stern? He's on about a day a week now.
He does have a pretty good sweet schedule.
Oh, that guy doesn't do anything. No. And then when he does come on the radio, that's the whole thing about him. It's always like, he's always telling you how controversial. I'm controversial.
Well, you are.
I'm controversial. No, that's how he always tells you how controversial he is. And then he's like, did you watch The Bachelorette? It's like, I'm sure he used to be controversial, but now he's...
See, those were the sweet days when he was controversial because he used to work for our company. So lawyers would spend all of their time looking at Howard Stern and no one cared about us at all. Then Howard left the company and now everybody's looking at us.
Right?
So that sucks.
But what are you guys doing wrong there? It just sucks. You can't say that. Very close to a swear word.
It sucks. You can say
sucks. Yeah.
You can say it that way.
Yeah. How are you, Jim?
I'm okay. I'm all right. Getting ready for me show. I film me show tomorrow.
I have to ask, look, there's no more competitive landscape in television than late night comedy.
Okay, yeah.
Why
are you guys radio hosts? I feel like there's a few shows out there.
Good point.
Why are you interviewing me? Barbara Walters has already interviewed people. it's such a weak argument.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to figure out what made you sit there in your house and go, you know what? I am going to be successful in a field where thousands have come and gone and tried.
Not thousands, tens of people.
All right, a lot.
Tens of people have come and
tried. This is also earlier than all late night shows.
This is a news based show. It's only the only thing that's similar to what I'm doing is what John Oliver and Samantha Bee does. Even the Daily Show's a different thing. And I think Comedy Central really were trying to get me to do what Larry Wilmore's show was after the Daily Show, but I didn't want to move to New York and do a weekly show. That would have been horrible.
Tell us about your show. It debuts tomorrow night at 10:30 on Comedy Central.
It's like what Oliver or Samantha Bee is doing, but it's more international. We have international field pieces, and also it's not going to be as lectury as those shows. We're going for the funny first and foremost, because I think we can all agree that I'm not the most educated person.
You're a guy with a lot of opinions, and you've never been shy about sharing them.
I have a lot of opinions, so it's going to be an opinion-based thing. So it's not really a news show, because news is meant to be impartial. It's meant to be, anyway.
Right.
News people are meant to be delivering the news.
Right.
I'm going to be, like, you know, like, there are, like, news shows like Hannity, you know what I mean, with... Hannity shouldn't be on a news channel. It's just a guy just yelling at you about stuff. And so
That is not a fact-based program.
But, like, we will have facts and figures in there. And I've been accused over the years of being told that I hate America because I'm always pointing out hypocrisy in America or whatever, doing routines about America. And so we're going to be doing a lot of field pieces where we travel overseas and see how rubbish everywhere else is. So it's not that I hate America. I just hate the world I found out.
Right. You just hate everyone.
Because I like America. I couldn't understand why everyone was telling me I hated it all the time.
Well, talk about some of the travels and some of the stories you've done. Can't wait.
Black Pete is on tomorrow.
Please.
Black Pete. If you want to Google Black Pete
That's not a euphemism, you guys.
No.
Black Pete is something they do in Holland where there's Santa Claus, and then he has an assistant called Black Pete. They say assistant, really a slave. and what it is, it's white people put black face on it. Now, what happens is if you're a good kid, Santa will give you gifts. If you're a bad kid, Black Pete will put you in a sack and take you to Spain.
Oh.
Yeah, which is weird.
Well,
because
I love Spain. That'd be great.
Yeah, exactly. And just for a year.
Wow.
Just for a year until you become a good kid, then you get to move back to Holland.
But now, happens in Spain?
This is a real thing that has been going on forever, right?
Oh, it's going on for a very long time, and they don't see the problem. I interviewed a man in blackface who told me that Donald Trump was racist. Now, I think that Donald Trump's racist, but it's still weird coming from a man in blackface.
I'm not positive you're the guy to handle the blackface situation.
Yeah. It was, and like thousands of them walking the street, and they don't get, and for such a progressive society where they, you know, with prostitution, legalized drugs, marriage, and then all of a sudden they put on blackface. So,
is there no pushback within the country against it?
There is. There's people protesting now, but it's only a recent thing where people... Now, and I'll tell you how I found out about blackface.
Yes, please.
About 10 years ago, I was performing in Afghanistan during the war. And I was in Afghanistan, and the soldiers... I was entertaining the British troops. And then just some soldiers walked by in blackface wearing wigs.
You were like, what?
And I went, what's this? And the British people were like, that's the Dutch, isn't it? You know what I mean? And I'm like, the Dutch? Like this? I'm like, you go, oh, yeah, no, it really pisses off the Americans. Yeah. And then I was thinking to myself, are they just doing it to upset American people? And then I found out, no, it's Christmas, and that's how they celebrate Christmas.
That's crazy.
They don't even, if you can't call it Christmas, that's the bit they get offended by. They call it Festivus or Winterfest or something.
Oh, you
something.
Can't use the word Christmas with them?
No, their Christmas falls on like December 17th or something like that.
Okay.
And their Santa Claus, it's not Santa Claus, it's Sinterklaas. Oh, it's... Well, that's a completely different person, Sinterklaas, right? And Sinterklaas lives in Spain, as I said, but still wears, like, the winter outfit. Like, he comes from Spain.
That's not conducive.
We're going off to Slovenia. We visited Melania Trump's hometown, which that was worth a visit. I tell you what, look, I used to think she was a gold digger, but I would put my mouth around Donald Trump if he got out.
To
get out of that little town? We all know that she's gone. This has gone a bit far. You know, she wanted to divorce him in a year or so's time and just sit back. But now she's like, oh, man.
Now I got
to
stay.
How did I get to be first lady?
I tell you what, like, if, like, this is what she should do. Divorce, get out, and then say, oh, I was mentally tormented, blah, 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 blah. If you're the one who gets out of that relationship during the presidency, you're going to become, like, the most famous human being ever.
Don't you think she signed so many non-disclosures just being with him?
Okay, this is what I don't get about non-disclosures, mm-hmm. right? I know someone who was in a situation where they signed a non-disclosure because someone committed, was abusive towards them, right? And then you go, well, it's still a crime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't hand me a bit of paper saying you can't talk about my crime.
That does happen.
Yeah.
No!
It does.
And then you're in trouble for talking about their crime?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't believe
it. We've been
thing.
There. You don't think what? You don't think that's a thing?
So what it's happens real. With the people who did the crime? Are they in the right from then on in?
Well, no. You just can't talk about it.
Here's what happens. Usually they pay you. They pay you, and that makes the case go away because you're not going to testify against them. But you can't talk about it. It's a thing, and it sucks. We've had a lot of NDAs that we can't talk about. It's really frustrating.
I don't know, man.
Not sure what you're saying.
Just,
I don't think he believes us.
I think she should just get a few new bruises.
Okay. This is why Jim's show's going to be canceled. This is why 10 episodes.
Just, she doesn't have to get them from Donald Trump. Just... Just allude to where they might have come from.
So I'm saying 10 episodes is a lot.
So what's
going to
happen is the opening of my show, I'm going to be holding a severed head of Kathy Griffin holding a severed head. It's going to be like the Russian dolls of severed heads.
I like
that's,
it.
That's we're going out on a limb to do that because we know that won't be a problem. So this is what happened with Kathy Griffin.
Hold on, we need to take a break.
Hold on, Jim. We do. We have to take a break. But in deference to you and your comments,
don't use big words that I don't understand.
Okay, we're going to come right back with Jim Jefferies. More on the Kevin Beach Show right after this on K-Rock.
But I'm going to say 3 episodes. I'm giving him 3 episodes.
Yeah, you should have put a song on. It was a lot better than all those ads. You got to fix this whole system,
Jim. You got a lot of complaints, my friend. Jim Jefferies in studio with us here on the Kevin Beach Show. Although although we will never get over Legit being canceled. Because it really was.
I'm still upset about that.
Yeah, we are such a great show.
I mean, one of the best shows of the 21st century. We're still so sad that that's... But at least you're back on our TV starting tomorrow night at 10:30 on Comedy Central with the Jim Jefferies Show. Jim seems to have a lot of opinions on a lot of things, so I think he's a good choice for this guy.
I think it was better me doing a sitcom because, you know, I couldn't get in trouble all the time, but...
Speaking of getting in trouble, right before the break, you started to mention you were making a joke about you were going to hold up the bloody head of Kathy Griffin.
Yes, of course I was.
When you see comedians getting in trouble like Bill Maher did this weekend, like Kathy Griffin did last week.
Okay, this is the problem, right? Okay, both of them did something that wasn't particularly funny and it was a misstep, right?
Right.
But that doesn't mean they shouldn't do it. This is the point, like, you want us to be edgy, you want us to make jokes, right? Occasionally we're not going to do well, we're going to miss. Now, if you berated an athlete every time they missed a shot or every time they didn't score and went, oh, you're rubbish now. Why did you do that? Well, I was trying. I was trying to be funny. I just failed. Now, if that athlete misses every single shot, then they cease to be an athlete.
Right.
They will lose their job and they will go away. So if we make too many of these mistakes, if we keep on doing Trump cut-off heads and saying the N-word at the wrong time, well, at the wrong time, at any time, people, there's no right time. I just want to stipulate that right now. But you say anything like that, right, and you make misses and all that type of stuff, then you will cease to be a comedian if you're not funny all the time. But you're allowed to make mistakes every now and again.
Does Kathy Griffin get a pass for you because she's got a 30-year career?
And she's
done a lot of things that are funny.
But she only has a 15-year face. So, you know, I only judge her career from the last facelift.
Does it seem? And if
she's upset by that, you were literally lifting Donald Trump's face. So you can't get angry at me.
Does it seem like they would have been okay were they in a comedy club? Versus going in other mediums.
A comedy club.
You know what I mean?
A comedy club would have been a little bit easier to get around it. But even then... You can't do anything there anymore because of camera phones.
I feel like comedians, you especially, you take us someplace where we don't want to go at all.
I try to say so many offensive things that when people come at me, I go, yeah, what about this one? You know what I mean? Like I was doing a lot of grabbing by the last word?
We know what you're talking about.
Yeah, when Trump was doing that, I was doing a lot of jokes about that. And then people started writing to me. Going, well, you've said way worse jokes. And it's true, I have. I've said jokes about pedophilia and cancer and rape and all these type of things. And that's why I agree. I shouldn't be president of the United States of America.
Fair enough.
Like, if I said the grab him by the pee joke, that you would have just gone, Jim's at it again. You know what I mean? Like, that's... You know, but I'm not an important person.
Nor should you be. I agree.
Nor will I ever be. The highest government I can reach in this country is governor. And that's, you know, that's as far as I'll probably go with
my
life.
And do you plan on going for governor?
Sure.
Is that your goal?
Why not? Arnold Schwarzenegger is like a voice of reason now in politics, and he's just banging his maid and having illegitimate kids.
You could do that.
Yeah. I don't know about that maid.
Jim, what has surprised you about seeing the sausage be made over there on Comedy Central for this TV show? Like, what were you not expecting when you started getting deep into making this show?
I'll tell you what. I'm on the same stage they filmed the Cosby Show, and I have the same office that Bill Cosby has. So the amount of mentoring that must have happened in my office. There isn't enough Lysol in the world to clean out my office. But, before that, there was other people, and I think I Love It. Lucy was filmed there as well. What do I say about the sausage being made? Look, I've got to be honest. It's easier in a sense than doing a sitcom because a sitcom takes so long to be filmed and everything. And what happens with a sitcom is it goes through so many layers of notes. Right. Everything's like, oh, can we tweak this script? Can we tweak that script? The truth of the matter is, we're going to write the show we're filming tomorrow today. Because the news is happening. The network has zero time to give meaningful notes.
Seems like a lot of pressure.
There is a lot of pressure. And it's also like the last month or so, I've been sitting around twiddling our thumbs just doing film pieces. And we've been having a lot of lunches and stuff like that. But But yeah, we're going to write the show today. Wow. So
I'm going to give you two episodes.
Stop
I'm
it.
Going down to
four
two.
When he walked in.
Oh. I'm saying.
Well, at the moment, like it's easy because Trump's been tweeting all morning, sure. just ludicrous stuff about the travel ban and how it wasn't strict enough. And
but isn't
there's
it
another
terrifying?
Shooting in Orlando, and like then Trump said, "Oh, knives and trucks. Oh, why aren't we having a gun debate?" And I go, "Well, it's simple because there was three people with knives and trucks, and only seven people died. Right? How many people died in Orlando?" With one gun.
Yeah.
Right? So don't give me this rubbish.
That you're going to write the show today.
Yeah.
And that could all change by tomorrow. With
oh,
this
well, then tomorrow's news can go F itself. I can't be expected to keep up so much. I can't be worrying about what happens tomorrow.
All right.
What I do is each day I hope, then Wednesday will rock around and I'll check out Wednesday's news. And if something big happens, I'll just hope. So this is the thing. So John Oliver gets anything that happens sort of. So Samantha Bee's on Thursday, right, and I'm on Tuesday. So I like she's stuffed. If anything happens on Monday, that's all my territory.
All right.
That's all mine, right?
And then by the time it gets to her, it's old.
Yeah, but if anything happens on Wednesday, that's her stuff.
Yeah.
And then John gets Friday, Saturday's worth of news,
yeah.
right?
Good point.
So the good thing about my time on being a Tuesday, a lot of stuff happens on Monday. People are going back into the office, so you know you could get some fun things. There could be a coup or something happen.
Are you going to have any guests on?
I wanted to say something way more offensive, but my brain went to coup.
That's good.
Any guests?
Any guests, Beans?
We have a couple of surprise guests. On the pilot, we had, I don't know if you've had him, Rob O'Neill was on the pilot that we filmed.
I haven't seen the pilot,
Don't know.
Rob O'Neill's the guy who shot Bin Laden.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's the SEAL Team 6 guy?
SEALs Team 6 guy.
We would never know his name.
And then he's written a book.
He wrote a book.
Rob O'Neill. Yeah, okay. And so Rob came to me show, and then I went out drinking with SEAL Team 6 afterwards, like four members
wow.
of them. Which is also a weird thing because I'm not much of a fighter. I don't get
really?
Into fights. But if you even just bump into me in a bar and I'm with SEAL Team 6, I'm like, you want to go, fella?
Because you got backup.
Oh, I got some backup then. I got some people who can kill you with a little finger. So I get a bit fighty when I'm out with SEAL Team 6.
Well,
they're nice fellas. They're nice fellas. I tell you what, though, about the old SEAL Team 6. No, they're not very discreet with the whole we shot Bin Laden.
Yeah.
They can bring up that they shot Bin Laden very quickly. If there's a few good-looking women around, right. all sure. of a sudden everyone shot Bin Laden.
I mean, honestly, I would do the same.
Yeah.
And I can't believe
it. I tell people that now.
Yes. Yeah, I was in SEAL Team 6 then.
Yeah.
I let myself go now.
Jim Jeffries, tomorrow night, you guys.
Am I going?
Comedy Central. Yes, I'm sorry, we're out of time.
You're on after the
Daily Show?
Got to fit the bloody music in, don't you?
Right.
It's Trevor and then it's you?
No. I'm on after Tosh.0 and then before the Daily Show. So that'll be a nice little, I'll be wedged in there between
all
those
right.
two people.
Jim, we're very excited. We're super psyched to see the show tomorrow, man.
I'm super excited to see it as well. I don't know what it is yet. So
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I know what the film piece is, and I have an idea of what my final little thing's going to be and my intro. But, like, that's out of a 24-minute show, I know about 6 minutes of it.
And that's not frightening to you.
Oh, terrified.
Okay, it is.
Terrified.
Are you leaving right now to go to an office and start
I
writing?
Am. I'm going straight from here to the office to write the right. show, and then I'll be 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, I'll be writing, then we'll be filming by 1, and then I should be drunk by 3.
Excellent.
Please.
Perfect.
You're not going to be drunk when you do the show?
I'm going to have two beers. I have two beers because I read better with a teleprompt. I get less stuttery on the reading.
With beer?
Yeah, just the beer slows me down, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to be, like, leather drunk. But I'll have, like, two beers in me reading the news. Now, we all know there's an episode in the 10 coming up where I will push
it. Misjudge.
Yeah, yeah. I'll misjudge how many beers and some guest will come on that I want to think. And that'll be the infamous episode where I outdo Bill Maher.
Good luck, Jim Jeffries. Thank you, my friend. We always a pleasure to see you. Hey, listen, we got to open up the phones right now at 1-800-520-1067. UFC 214 is coming to Honda Center the end of next month. This is the big one, you guys. Finally, DC versus John Bones Jones. Presale starts this Thursday at 10 a.m., by the way. Password is K-Rock to buy those tickets before they go on sale for the public. But we want to give you a pair right now. We're looking for UFC fans at 1-800-520-1067. You will play a game and win these tickets next on K-Rock.
I'm going to have to defer to my colleagues here who have actually been to UFC fights in real life. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy energy being there in the room person when it's going down, right?
Yes, it's great.
Yeah. It's one thing on TV. It's another thing to be there and watch it in person. And we're giving away a pair of tickets right now to UFC 214 at Honda Center on July 29th. This is a big one. Our friend Daniel Cormier, who, by the way, is going to be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour back in studio here on K-Rock Thursday morning, finally gets his rematch with John Bones Jones, and it's a great lineup all up and down the card. We're giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Contender or Pretender.
You want to see the UFC people get punched and kicked and get bloody, so come on and play this little game. It's Contender or Pretender.
I'm not positive that fits the game.
It's a peppy little number from Omar.
It's delightful.
UFC, isn't it?
Right.
All right, Allie, the lines are all filled up with contestants. You are hosting this one. How's the game played?
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to name three names. You're going to tell me if that is the contender or a pretender. Like DC, that's his nickname. Bones, that's his nickname.
Right.
So you're going to pick the contender, which is the correct nickname in the UFC.
Okay, so only one of the three will be a real UFC fighter. You just have to tell us which one it is, and if you're right, go into the drawing, and someone wins tickets at the end of this for UFC 214. Who's our first contestant, please?
Landon in Camarillo. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Landon. All right, one of these is a contender. Is it the unaffected, the natural, or the untaught?
The natural.
Correct.
Nice. Randy Couture, yes.
Nicely done. Hold on.
Well done, Landon.
Let's go to John in Santa Clarita. Hi there.
What's up?
All right, John, pick the contender. Is it Goose, Maverick, or the Iceman?
Iceman, Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell, nicely done. Hold on. People know they're UFC fighters.
I'm saying.
Let's go to George in Monrovia. Hi, George.
Hey, what's happening, Kevin Bean?
Hey, George. All right, one of these will be the contender. Is it the Virtuoso, the Prodigy, or the Wonderkind?
Prodigy.
Excellent. Do you know what fighter it is? Okay.
All
right. Yes.
Yeah, right. We got
BJ Penn. Just wondering if you knew that. Okay. Excellent, George.
Boom! Robin in Riverside. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Robin. All right. Here's your three. Is it the spider, the ladybug, or the beetle?
The spider.
Yes. Anderson Silva.
Yes. Nicely done.
For me. Four for four.
It's crazy. I mean, no pressure, Alex from Bellflower, but four for four.
Oh, man, I hope I can get it.
Me too.
I feel good about it. All right, you're going to pick the one that is the contender. Is it the world's most interesting man, the world's most dangerous man, or the world is not enough man?
Let's go with the most dangerous man.
Yes, indeed.
That's correct.
My favorite fighter of all time, Ken Shamrock.
Why is he your favorite fighter of all time?
That is a strange choice.
It is strange, but I did segments with him.
Is it the Ireland connection? Is that why?
No, I did segments with him, and he turned out to be one of the loveliest human beings ever. But I thought his fighting, like, he was instrumental back in the day.
All right. Hmm.
By the way, I'm so happy that everyone is getting these because that means a UFC fan is actually going to win these tickets to see the event at the Honda Center in person.
Absolutely.
Correct. All right, let's go to Chad in Redondo Beach. Hi, Chad.
What's up, party people?
All right, here are your three names. Rager, Rambunctious, or Rowdy?
I'm going to say Rowdy. Rhonda, Rowdy, and Rosby.
Nicely done.
Excellent.
Hold on. How many do we want to go? We got more?
We've got two more.
All right.
If you want.
Let's go to Rob and Menifee. Hi.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, Rob. All right, here are your names. Is it Riot, is it Berserk, or is it Rampage?
I go with Rampage.
Yes. Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Remember when he was in
one more
high-speed chase?
Yes.
And there was a full-size picture of him on the side of his truck.
Insane. Where was he getting away?
One of the best things I've ever seen. Patrick in Los Alamitos. Hi.
Hey, do not make me the only loser.
I mean, look, seven people have gotten it right, and we've gone to seven people. So
7. If you guys throw in a ringer, I'm going to get pissed.
I'd like to suggest that you not make you the only loser.
Patrick, no, there's no way you're getting this wrong.
Yeah, you'll know this.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Is it handgun, is it shogun, or is it shotgun?
What?
Shogun.
Yes.
Mauricio Hua. Excellent. Right. Well, wow, that was really...
Ali said hoo-ha, by the way.
She did.
Patrick, hoo-ha. Rob, Chad and Alex, Robin and George, hoo-ha. God and Landon. I just hear what I want to hear.
Okay.
Only one will win a pair of tickets for UFC 214, but again, they go on sale this Thursday at 10 a.m. with the K-Rock pre-sale. Who's our winner, please?
The winner is Chad.
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 Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations and enjoy the fight.
Contender or pretender.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, LANOC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53. The L.A. Chargers just made an announcement that Matt Money Smith, our friend, is going to be the play-by-play guy for their radio.
Yay!
Come on!
Nice.
How great is that? Matt Money Smith, play-by-play!
That seems like a perfect
fit. My voice could not get higher.
That's correct. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy,
agreed.
And he's going to be great at it. And I'm so happy for Matt, and happy for the Chargers too. They picked a good one, so congratulations to both parties involved. Hey, 5 minutes from right now, I'll give you some tickets to go see Kings of Leon at Red Rocks. Stick around for that. It's Destination One of the K-Rock Road Trip 2017. First, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Monday.
Best part of that news is comp tickets for Eagles Chargers. That's all I care about, baby. That's all I know. Going to get some of them sweet ass radio seats.
I think you're going to be very disappointed.
I don't know where they keep them, but I'm telling you, can't be bad.
Well, the radio section's always where the high rollers end up, Ralph. You know that.
You don't know, man.
He may not even be in the stadium.
You don't know, man.
Top of the food chain in radio.
You don't know. Baby Driver, right?
Right.
How great does this look? Ansel Elgort, Kevin Spacey, Lily James, John Hamm. It's like every cool person in the world is in this movie. Jamie Foxx, just a ton of great performers. And then you wrap it all up in a bow because it's directed by Edgar Wright, who never disappoints. We're having a pretty cool giveaway. We got passes to give away to the red carpet premiere of Baby Driver. It's happening at the Ace Theater in downtown Los Angeles on June 14th. If you would like to go, I've got 5 pairs of passes to the red carpet premiere of Baby Driver, the new Edgar Wright film. But I don't want to give it just to anybody. So I'm going to ask you a little Edgar Wright trivia. If you're an Edgar Wright fan, you should be able to answer this question. And then be one of the first people through with the correct answer at 1-800-520-1067. First 5 callers who answer the trivia question correctly will get a pair of passes to go see Baby Driver. Here's your question. Edgar Wright, English director, screenwriter, producer,
correct,
actor. Probably best known for his Cornetto film trilogy, which consists of Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz and The World's End, which he, of course, made with his recurrent collaborators Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Those boys are always working together. But they first started working together on television. Name the TV project that first brought those three boys together. If you know the answer, give us a call right now. 1-800-520-1067.
Bobo.
It's not Bobo. The Bobo Show was great, though, but I don't believe the three of them worked together on it.
All right.
Let's take a look at today's... Nope. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office as we do on a Monday. No surprise here. Wonder Woman coming in at number one with $100.5 million. Captain Underpants was second with $23.5 million. Then Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Guardians of the Galaxy, Baywatch were your top 5 films. Alien Covenant was 6th. Everything, Everything, Snatch, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and King Arthur, Legend of the Sword were the top 10 films at the box office. Bill Cosby facing his accusers today as his trial begins for sexual assault. In
guilty!
Right?
We'll wait to see. He arrived at Montgomery County Courthouse just outside Philadelphia this morning with a very strange sight for those people outside as he walked up to the courthouse with Rudy Huxtable. Hand in hand, he and Rudy Huxtable, Keisha Knight Pulliam, arrived with her TV dad.
She was the little kid support. On the show?
She was Rudy on the show.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You don't remember the kids from the Cosby Kids?
No.
She was the
I know
young,
Theo.
She was not Theo.
Okay.
She was Rudy. Yes, the youngest daughter of the Huxtable clan. She showed up. That was a surprise.
Yeah.
It was an odd choice for everyone involved, I think.
Yeah.
Did the defense think maybe like, well, if they see her walking hand, if they see him walking hand in hand with Rudy, they'll never convict because everyone loves Dr. Huxtable. Did she think, well, sure, he's been accused of multiple sexual assaults, but we were in a TV show once together, so I'm going to hang out with him.
I can't imagine why she would do this.
I don't know why anybody's doing anything
in
this particular case.
By the way, Ralph, I think you're right about what the defense thought. I thought that reminds people of what they love about Bill Cosby. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that was a decision that they had and that they came to that idea. Hey, let's parade Rudy out there if we can.
Well, who participates in that charade?
I bet they wish his TV wife and other kids were there, too.
But those people have consciences?
Right. Yes, exactly.
I don't know. It's very strange.
That is another way of saying guilty.
No, it's not at all. Just saying. It's an odd choice. And Wonder Woman, of course, big release over the weekend. Thought it was a fun video. I don't know if you saw it or not. Katie Kirk posted on Twitter on Friday. And in the video, Gal Gadot asked Chris Hemsworth's character, they made me ask, who would win, Wonder Woman or Thor? I think it's Wonder Woman, don't you, Chris? And Chris Hemsworth says, I think she'd kick Thor's ass, he tweeted. So Gal responded with, I always knew you were a smart guy, but I think it's worth the fight. We should collide worlds. And then every nerd in the world got an enormous erection because Wonder Woman versus Thor would be awesome. Today, celebrity birthdays. Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy is 38 years old today. Nick Kroll is 39. Peanut from 311 is 43 years old today. Mark Wahlberg turns 46. I think we have a Transformer. It's the First Night Transformer. Have you seen the commercials for First Night?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Transformer. Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Paying off his mortgage. God bless him. Ron Livingston, 50 years old today. Jeff Garland's 55. And saxophonist Kenny G is 61.
Are you sure he plays the saxophone? Because there was some question from some people in the room earlier today.
To which Kevin said, he doesn't even play a saxophone.
It's like
after I said saxophonist Kenny G celebrating
like a piccolo
his birthday.
Or a flute or
it's
something.
Not a piccolo nor a flute. Okay. It is in fact a saxophone.
Are you just used to an alto sax? Are you?
Does it have to be curved
sound?
In order for it to be a saxophone for you?
Yes.
So it's purely a visual thing. You need that curved bell.
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, not a saxophone.
End. Right. Yeah. You need the bell end.
Oh, dear.
What you need. You haven't answered my trivia question? I think Rudy in Englewood had the answer first. Rudy?
Hey.
Hey, name the TV series that Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, and Edgar Wright collaborated on initially.
The show was called Space.
Space. Such a good show, too. You can find it on DVD. You can download it. It's excellent. You should check it out. Thank you, Rudy. Hold on. We're going to give you details, but you are going to the red carpet world premiere of Baby Driver.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks also to Rashad and Edgar and Carrie and Jesse. Is that Edgar Wright? Is he calling in for his own
show?
So.
I think he probably can get tickets.
So sad.
He can get tickets.
If he couldn't get tickets, he had to try to win them on a radio station.
No, he's good.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LA knows he's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Monday morning. What's going on?
Couldn't help but overhear you guys talking to Beer Mug about his spelling.
He's a champion.
Prowess.
He's a champion.
Anyone want to take a shot at one of my kids' spelling words from this week from her first grade spelling class?
Oh, no.
First grade, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Iridocyclitis.
I'm sorry?
Nope.
Is the word
what?
Iridocyclitis.
You are kidding me.
Nope.
For a first grader?
That's her first grade reading group. That was one of her spelling words this week.
I've never heard that word.
I don't even know what it
means. Iridocyclitis.
Use it in a sentence, please, sir.
My ophthalmologist said I was suffering from iridocyclitis.
Oh, that's sad.
No.
It's a severe inflammation of the iris portion of the eye.
You're asking if we want to take a shot at it. I'm saying no.
Iridocyclitis.
Super advanced classes?
Nope.
Is she in college?
Yes, Kevin, she's in college.
This makes no sense.
She's in the first grade of college.
Why is that a word for a first grader?
Because apparently they were talking about it. One of the kids in school had this thing.
Okay.
And the teacher said, well, that's great. Let's put that on our spelling list.
Wow.
F that teacher.
Right?
With me.
Who needs that?
I don't know if I would go that far, Allie.
I guess maybe crazy. You have a personal connection to that story, Ralph.
So no one has a, just wants to take a spin?
No.
Does it start with an I?
It does.
Okay.
Hey, Muggs, come in here. I mean, we got to bring in the champion.
He's probably Googling it as we speak,
though. I mean, really.
I don't trust him.
He's our speller.
He's probably looking it up as we speak.
Muggs, you ready?
Didn't do any looking.
Iridocyclitis.
All I heard is it starts with an I?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Iridocyclitis. I have no goddamn idea how to spell this word.
Okay, can I try it?
Yeah, sure.
I-R-E-D.
I-R-I-D. Yeah.
O C.
Yes.
Y C.
Yes.
L Y D I S. Iridocyclitis.
T I S.
T I S.
Very close.
Itis, like most itises, inflammations, medical terms.
Oh, sure.
Right?
That would be a T.
Would be a T, yeah.
I got three letters wrong.
Very, very close.
Three.
Iridocyclitis.
Oh, sheesh.
There you go. See you very much.
Get out, Muggs.
He only came up with the letter that you gave him.
I. Yeah.
Wow.
My kid's going to be way too smart. Too soon.
Probably already is.
Yeah, it's true. Also, a related programming note earlier in the show, you guys were talking to Jim Jefferies.
Yes.
Wanted to give people a heads up. Tonight, if you'd like to watch, Jim Jefferies will be the guest on Off Camera with Sam Jones.
Oh.
On Audience, the Audience Network at 8 p.m. It's my favorite interview show by far, off camera. It is brilliant. It's just Sam and his guest, and they sit in two chairs, and it's shot in black and white, and they talk for an hour. It's not for Kevin. Don't get me wrong.
Sounds like it's not for me.
It's not for Kevin.
Okay.
But if you are a person who likes other people and likes to hear their stories, this is the ultimate interview show. I binge watch them. I'll save up like half a dozen, and then I'll just sit there and just disappear for a day. And just they just had Matt Walsh on from Veep. Talked about his background in improv and just his history with UCB and everything else. Colin Hanks was on recently. Fascinating stories about his documentaries and things that he's done. And so Jim's on tonight at 8 p.m., and I bet it'll be hilarious. So
I watched that based on who the guest is. I don't know anything about Sam Jones, though. What's his background? Where's
photographer.
He
photographer and director,
primarily.
But interesting cat. So a little heads up. And I think you can only get it on DirecTV.
Yeah.
I think the audience network is a DirecTV thing. But if you got that, then you can do that.
So, Ali, you'll be watching?
No, and I have seen the stuff that he does, and it's amazing, and it bums me out. It's ridiculous.
Only there was some way to get DirecTV.
But you're not allowed to order it? Is that the problem,
Ali? No, I can't. I don't get satellite. What was it?
Oh, you're the worst. It's like, no, I can't get Dish. I can't get Dish.
We aren't allowed to have those satellites where I live.
What?
Yeah, I was thinking of something different.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. A lot of people went to the movies. And they went to see Wonder Woman.
Yay!
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 Made $100.5 million this weekend. It's pretty impressive. Gal Gadot.
Right?
And Patty Jenkins.
Patty Jenkins.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think there's a special way to say her name. Everyone Kevin, involved in this picture has a very odd name to pronounce, apparently.
What's it like being able to walk around and just out loud in front of any audience mention what movie you went to see this weekend? Because usually there's a lot of shame in, hey, how was your weekend?
Usually.
So this time I actually picked a good movie?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Feels pretty good, Bean. Not going to lie.
Usually it's a lot of... usually it's a lot of that.
I do mumble stuff a lot. This particular time, I went to see this one, and it's great.
It's a great film.
Wonder Woman, everybody. I saw it.
It's I don't know. I think it's over 2 hours, but doesn't it feel like it's about 90 minutes?
Yes.
It just flies.
It's 2 hours and 20 minutes, and it feels maybe like it's 15, 20 minutes. It's great.
Oh, see, he went 90.
You thought it felt like it was 15 minutes.
Did you really?
Did you fall asleep in the film? Is that why?
No.
Well, it didn't feel like 15 minutes.
It flew by. I'm just agreeing with you. Maybe I used a little lower number.
You think?
Please, God, fix your life. Please.
Fix my life. Okay. I'll try, sir. Thank you.
Captain Underpants was second to the box office with $23.5 million. Then Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales, $21.6 million. Guardians of the Galaxy and Baywatch were the top five films. Alien Covenant, Everything Everything, Snatched, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul, and King Arthur, Legend of the Sword were your top 10 films this weekend. Of course, yesterday, Ariana Grande returned to Manchester in the wake of the terrorist attack that marred her concert there a couple weeks back. She returned for the One Love Manchester concert, and I did not watch, although I did donate to the UK Red Cross. And by all accounts, it was a very impressive evening of song and love and tears, and it was a very touching event for everybody who watched. So,
you guys. And by the way, right? Enough cannot be said about the poise and grace of Ariana Grande, who, what did you say she was? 23?
23, yeah.
And she was out there hosting this thing, and it was very emotional for her and very difficult, but she really held it together and made it a great night. Because she was on that stage, you know, every 10 minutes she was out there doing something with somebody.
Yeah. It was graceful, it was beautiful, and put together in less than a week.
Yeah.
I mean, it was shockingly well done. It was worth a watch, for
British
sure.
British Red Cross raised more than $3 million during the concert, which brings the total to more than $12 million for the Manchester Emergency Fund. So they're not done yet, so feel free to keep giving, by the way. You can go to onelovemanchester.com. There's merchandise that they're selling with proceeds that go to the fund, but also how to donate as well. All the information is there.
And also, I don't know if this is ever going to make any kind of impact, but I was thinking about, you know, what the terrorists want, and this is the opposite of that. And at some point, I would like to think that it's going to, and probably not because these people, their minds are screwed up. But at some point, you got to think, we're not making a difference with these attacks that we're putting because we're not making a dent in this country. And they're not coming around to our way of thinking. And they're still winning and they're still happy and they're still living.
You know, I don't even know what they want, though. What's the end game? They want everyone to say, OK, we're all going to be Muslim. And
I guess.
And then
I guess they just want to ruin England and ruin America. I guess.
Stop making Steve Harvey television programs. I mean,
maybe.
What are they shooting for?
But I know it's not this. I know it's not 60,000
people coming together, right?
Holding hands and singing and laughing and crying and having the time of their lives. That's for sure. I know that makes them sad.
Taking a look at the top 10 albums this week from the Billboard 100. Shocking to see that the third best-selling album in the world right now is Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Wow.
A 50-year-old album is number 3 on the Hot 100 charts. It's crazy, right? Kendrick Lamar's Damn is number 2. And Bryson Tiller. At number 1.
Wow. Right?
With True to Self, with Bryson Tiller.
Right? Yeah.
Go Bry. Go Bry T. Who's Bryson Tiller?
I think he's a country artist, I want to say. No. R&B?
I asked you.
And no, I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Well, he's got the number one album in the world.
Bry-T, can somebody look up Bryson Tiller and see?
That's all you need to know.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
Oh, right.
Oh, there you
right?
go. Okay.
Drake is 4th and Little Yachty is 5th.
I bought that album. I have that album. I got the Little Yachty album.
No,
come
you
on.
Don't.
Hey, Bryson Tiller is an American R&B singer, rapper, and songwriter from Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, it's just like country.
Doesn't he always call people Bubba?
Right. Yeah, that's how you identify him. Phil Collins ended his retirement this weekend.
What? Woo! What?
Phil Collins is back.
Do we want Phil Collins back?
Oh, yeah.
I think there's an audience out there to see Phil Collins sing a song. Sure.
Did a gig at the Echo Arena in Liverpool. Right?
Yeah. I like him.
Fake enthusiasm
he
if I've ever heard it.
Did a 21-song set. It was heavy on his solo material, but apparently he did squeeze a couple Genesis numbers in there as well. Now, Phil can't play the drums anymore, so his 16-year-old son was behind the kit.
Aww.
And apparently just crushed it. Everyone's very excited, especially Kevin.
Kevin, don't you think there'd be a lot of people? I mean, if he announced the Greek or something like that, don't you think that would sell out in a flash?
I guess.
Kevin, come on.
Not me.
Phil Collins.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, all right.
Phil Collins!
I'm allowing it.
There's a lot of nostalgia.
I know, Bean. I know in
appreciation
here
I got for it. Him, I think.
Kevin, against all odds.
Right? Take a look at me now.
See, Kevin, I'm not a big fan of
an empty pace.
Not a big fan of that song.
Kevin.
Oh, come on. That sounds great.
In the air tonight. So
Studio.
No.
Easy Lover.
Oh, you coming back to me. is against all odds.
Nope.
That's a chance I gotta take.
That's such a great song.
Take a look at me now.
Nope.
There's a girl who's been on my mind. I feel it all the time.
I don't know that song.
Studio.
Oh, dear Lord. No wonder. Song blows.
Could I hear Take Me Home, Ralph? Could I hear a little Take Me
so
Home?
Take me home. Because I don't remember.
That's a great one.
Little Phil Collins Aroki going on here.
A little groovy kind of love.
Follow you. Will you follow me in the...
Stop it.
So Kevin's going
you
to Phil Collins.
You can't feel an invisible touch. Yeah.
Stop it.
So Kevin, you'll be there?
Yep.
When he comes to town?
Yep. All over it.
What if Kenny G opens for him? What if Kenny G is there, Kevin?
Just Piccolo.
Now I'm
right?
out.
Kenny G celebrates his birthday as we kick off the celebrity birthdays. Real quick email from Robin. Listener Robin Kimbrell. Longtime fan of Kenny G. Started listening back in 1995.
Nope.
And, I believe the first time I ever called into the Kevin and Bean Show was to inform Kevin that Kenny G plays a soprano saxophone.
Oh, no.
And now, over two decades later, he can't remember what Kenny G plays and doesn't think it's a sax.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Kevin, fix your goddamn life. More mocha cappuccinos pronto from Robin Kimbrough. Robin called in 2 decades ago to inform you what Kenny G plays.
I heard.
That information did not stick.
Longtime fan of the show, started listening back in 1995.
I cared then as much as I care now.
But doesn't...
Nope.
Caring or not caring, don't facts just stick in brain?
How long have you known me?
But doesn't that the way the human body works?
Normal brains, yes.
But you don't have to like something
to
remember.
But my hard drive is full, so every time some new piece of information comes in, it kicks something else out.
Does it work that way?
That's how my mind works.
Doesn't work that way.
You don't know, Bean. You're not me. You don't pour my cereal.
That's true. I don't pour your cereal.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
That's a good song.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
That's a good song.
Okay.
Jeff Garland's 55 years old today. Ron Livingston from Office Space fame, 50 years old. Mark Wahlberg's 46. Peanut. 311 turns 43. Actor Nick Kroll is 39. Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy is 38 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, on your drive home today, let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, actor-singer Shane West joins us. We've also got the Bachelorette Report with Ralph and Petros, and we've got your tickets to see Daniel Cormier and John Bones Jones at the Honda Center when they fight in UFC 214 tomorrow morning.